Welcome to Oldies But Goodies Radio. Sit back and let us take you back to when people left their door unlocked at night. Kids respected their elders. And a guy who lived above his best friend's garage could still be cool, so long as he owned a leather jacket.
Welcome to the Music Cafe. I am your humble host, Ralph Joffrey, and I am privileged and honored coming to us all the way from Parrish, Florida, my dude, my brother-in-law, Matt McGurr. Matthew, I appreciate you being here. How are you tonight?
Doing well. I'm not sure about the privileged and honored part, but we should have a fun time today.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. We'll be talking about our feature artist this evening, Mr. David Bowie. Actually, it was David Robert Jones was his real name. And then he changed his name because of Davy Jones from the Monkees.
Doing this week with David Bowie, I was like, well, I don't really know any Bowie songs or eras, genres, or influences. And then when you start to look through his discography, you realize how in-depth he's actually been influencing music for decades upon decades.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing that always struck me is how he kind of was almost like a chameleon. It seemed like every 10 years or so, he decided to change.
Himself.
Absolutely. Yeah, I got to see him in Philadelphia, and that was actually one of my first concerts in Philadelphia. And my neighbor Tina, who was several years older, she was kind of influential in getting me to get to concerts because I went with her and friends. So mom and dad felt comfortable with letting me go.
Yeah, Denise and I saw him in 87 at the Veterans Stadium.
Okay.
At the Glass Spider Tour.
Okay.
So 87, I was young, and that kind of money wasn't easy to come by, but we got two tickets to go see him at the Vet.
One of my favorite songs and stories behind it was when Mick Jagger and David Bowie opened Live Aid in 1985 with Dancing in the Streets.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they wanted to do it simultaneously, but because of the delay between Wembley Stadium and JFK, they got together the week before. And they basically pre-recorded the video when Live Aid started there, and when it started in Philly, that's how they kicked it off with the video of Mick Jagger and David Bowie.
Okay. Tokyo, South America, Australia, France, Germany,
UK,
Africa.
Don't forget the motor city.
Dancing in the streets.
of Brazil.
Back in the USSR. Don't matter where you are. All we need is music, sweet music. There'll be music everywhere. There'll be swing and sway. The records playing. The dance center in the street. Oh, it doesn't matter what you wear. Just as long as you are there. So come on, every guy, grab a girl. Everywhere around the world, they'll be dancing. They're dancing in the street. Way down in the day, every day, dancing in the street. Crossing China too, me and you, dancing in the street. Don't you know they'll be dancing? Oh, dancing in the street. Don't you know they'll be dancing? Dancing, dancing in the street.
So out of everything that you're playing, which is your standout, quintessential Bowie experience?
You know, it's funny because there, when I look over the playlist, there's so many different ones that I personally like. I think the two that come to mind for me that are standouts, one is Space Oddity. I think that one is a timeless classic. And of course, that was Bowie's first biggest hit. And then the other one, I think, is Changes.
Yeah, I love that one. That's a very good one.
Yeah, now, I think Changes
Major
was...
Major Tom, is that Space Oddity, or is
yes.
Was there an actual song called Major Tom?
No, Space Oddity was... the character was Major Tom. Yeah, and then Changes, like I said, became, you know, is one of Bowie's best known songs.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
10.
Ground control
9,
to Major Tom.
7, 6.
Commencing
5,
countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition
1,
and may God's love be
off.
With you.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirts you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping.
Now, did you ever get into, you said you saw him in 87. Did you get into any of his music before, some of the Ziggy Stardust stuff or anything like that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's why, you know, all through very, very early 70s, I mean, he was such a presence. That's what we were listening to regardless. That's why, you know, by the time 87 rolled around, we were like, we had to see him.
Right, right.
You know, the whole Ziggy Stardust, that was an album back in, what, real early 70s?
Yeah, I want to say it was right around 69 to 71, right in that era. The funny thing is that I found out in doing some of the research was Bowie had recorded the Ziggy Stardust album to be a rock opera, sort of like The Who had done Quadrophenia and Tommy. He started with Ziggy Stardust. The thought behind the writing of the songs was to all blend into a rock opera. Sort of strange. It didn't really, I don't think all the songs connected.
Yeah, it was kind of in that era there where he was quite androgynous, quite just blurring all boundaries and all lines and in music and in persona, you know.
Right.
It was pretty crazy. You get more into the more, I wouldn't call them mainstream, but the more widely embraced songs and albums after Ziggy that, you know, really, really kind of sold you. Yes, Suffragette, Under Pressure, all of those.
Absolutely.
Massive, massive hits.
February 10th, 1972. Could you imagine walking into a pub and expecting to see a more folkier, more mellow David Bowie after the hit Space Oddity, and then you encounter Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars landing on stage? In February 1972, that's when David Bowie unveiled his new character, Ziggy Stardust.
Played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan, he could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. Became on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. So where were the spiders while the fly tried to break our bones? Well, just the time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass, he was the Nats with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy sucked up in his mind, like a leper messiah. When the kids had killed a man, I had to break up the band.
February
said you had to squeeze it, but you unleashed it. I don't lean on me, man, cause you can't afford the ticket.
Suffragette's been covered by so many bands. You know, there's some that I'm like, wow, this is almost good, if not as good as Bowie's version, you know?
The funny thing is we've talked about Suffragette City was the B-side of Starman.
Oh, okay.
And Suffragette City, as you mentioned, has been covered by so many people, and that became a bigger hit song. And it's funny because even Suffragette City, going back to that, he offered that and all the young dudes to Mott the Hoople because he enjoyed Mott the Hoople so much back in the day that he didn't want them to break up. And so he offered those two songs to them. They turned down Suffragette City, and of course they recorded all the young dudes.
Gotcha. They recorded it with David Bowie, too, didn't they?
Yes, and it's funny because All the Young Dudes appears on a later album, and I believe Mott the Hoople had already broken up. But that's become their legacy, basically, is All the Young Dudes. And that was Bowie's song.
That song always reminded me of a really... really, really good Beatles chorus. If you listen to All the Young Dudes as it breaks into the chorus, the production and the lyrics of it, that listen to it with a Beatles riff in mind, and you can really kind of see a parallel. It's always kind of struck a chord with me of kind of a Beatles taste to it.
Right.
But I really couldn't pinpoint why.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I'll have to check that out as we play it on the show, that's for sure.
When they go into the chorus of All the Young Dudes, you can almost expect to have, you know, the full blaring horn section from what was the big Beatles album that had all of the the horns playing.
Pepper. Was that, Sergeant Pepper.
Sergeant Pepper. Yeah.
Right.
Dr.
Right.
Pepper is very tasty.
By yeah. Dr. Pepper was a big influence, I believe, but...
on the Beatles.
Yeah. that's too funny. Hey, I hope you're having as much fun here at the Music Cafe as we are enjoying some of the great hits of David Bowie and some of the maybe the stories behind the music. Stick with us. On the other side, we're going to have some more conversation and obviously some more great songs by Mr. David Bowie.
You're listening to Oldies But Goodies Radio. Stay tuned for more great oldies from a time when you had to answer the phone to find out who was calling.
Golden years, gold, wah, wah, wah. hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come up, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
So
'75 golden years. Did you get into the mid-70s type songs and then follow Bowie into the 80s?
Yeah, and as he got into or closer to, even though golden years was, you know, mid-70s, as you got into the 80s, though, I don't know if I was drawn into other genres in general or if what he was putting out just wasn't necessarily striking a chord with me, like with fashion. And, you know, as he got into the real 80s scene, I kind of drifted away from the 80s scene anyway. So
right,
but I mean, massive hit.
I think oddly enough that sort of stayed with me because I was starting to DJ more in downtown, a couple clubs that are downtown Wilmington, and doing weddings and other parties. So Modern Love, Let's Dance, Dancing in the Streets, those type of songs sort of resonated with the folks that I was DJing for.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe I just have an issue with fashion. Oh, those are the songs I really, really like.
Thank you.
one of the quotes, I think it was from Kanye West, that mentioned David Bowie was one of the most important inspirations because so many different hip-hop artists sampled different Bowie tracks. I think it was Ice Cube, Public Enemy, P. Diddy, and some others that sample Bowie tracks.
So Kanye said, David, I'm going to let you finish, but I'm going to sample something here real quick.
Right, right. I'm going to steal a little of your music just to give me a hook on my tune, basically. There's Modern Love, one of Bowie's classic dance songs. In one of his songs, I believe it might even have been Changes. He had some studio musicians play with him to do the recording. One of the musicians was Rick Wakeman.
Oh.
And he asked Rick Wakeman to join his band, and Wakeman declined, saying he had already agreed to be in a band with John Anderson. And of course, if you know Rick Wakeman, you know John Anderson. They became Yes. As we mentioned, Changes became one of Bowie's all-time greatest hits. And in fact, it ranks as number 128 on the Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. You have David Bowie playing saxophone and, of course, doing the vocals, Mick Ronson on the guitar strings, and Rick Wakeman on piano and keyboards. Here is Changes.
And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I'd got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
There's gonna have to be a different man. Never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Where's your shame? You've left us up to her necks and in.
Time may change me, but you can't twist time. Strange fascination.
You were going back to 87. So did Bowie perform Under Pressure?
At the Glass Spider Tour?
At the show.
Yeah, that's a good question. I bet you somewhere on the internet you could actually probably dig up
the old set list.
For the Glass Spider Tour.
And it was funny because I got a chance to see Queen several times, and they seem to always perform that after They did it in 81 with Bowie. So I don't know if he performed it as much as Queen did.
I'm looking at the set list from the Glass Spider tour. It's not on there. One funny thing about Under Pressure, I know you had mentioned the Under Pressure title. I think that song probably has the most confused first 4 seconds of a song ever known to mankind. I mean, whenever you're in a club and those first 4 seconds play out, everybody looks at each other and says, oh my God, we're going to hear Vanilla
Ice. You're thinking of Vanilla Ice. I knew that's exactly where you were going.
Slashed and torn.
It's a rap song. It doesn't sound anything like theirs. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 ding. That's the way theirs goes. Ours goes ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. Ding, 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 diggy, ding, ding. That little bitty change. It's not the same. Ours goes. Little bitty change. It's not the same. Not the same. Not the same.
It's horrendous. I can't believe. And it's and Under Pressure is such a great song, too.
Yeah, great tune, great, just a powerhouse production, and then to have Bowie with Queen.
Right, absolutely. Well, oddly enough, it was sort of Bowie who really kind of pushed his influence for overall control. Bowie actually kind of won the power struggle between, you know, the three or four members of Queen at the time when they were recording. The original title was called People in the Streets.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Brian May indicated that it was about a day and a half, and then somehow it morphed into Under Pressure. Hey, I want to thank my brother-in-law, Matthew, for joining me here this weekend. It has been a blast. I hope you have enjoyed the show as much as we did and the conversations that we've had. I want to remind everybody that Cousin Vinny is coming up with his Street Corner Doo-Wop tonight, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. And then also my friends at WVUD, the Crash and Burn crew, will be on this evening at 11 o'clock. They'll be going live. Have a great week, everybody. I hope to come back next week with another fantastic show, and I hope you're going to join me then. Take care. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Oldies But Goodies Radio. Hope you enjoyed our broadcast. For a schedule of our upcoming shows, please go to www.oldiesbutgoodiesradio.com. And thanks again for listening.